Blog Talk Radio.
Man, oh man, oh man, I'm telling you, I have the best guests here on Dream Chasers Radio. I'm biased, I know, it is what it is. I ain't even gonna apologize to it, to anything. I'm not sorry, huh? We have a wonderful guest on our show today. I want to say thank you so much for calling into the show. Please tell everybody who you are and what you do, please.
Thank you, Yaya. My name is Alizé Safari. I am a singer, songwriter, dancer located in Atlanta, Georgia. That's what I do.
Wow. So tell me about your name. You know, I was going to ask you that. I mean, come on.
Well, my old name, I used to be in a singing group back in the day in Memphis, Tennessee, when I was like 13 to like 17. So my old stage name was Drea. So my real name is Alexandria. So I was like, Drea's too dry. So I was like, what can I do to make people think, like, where do you get that name from? Like, wow. So I was like, Alizé Safari. I like the wild. You know, I like Safari. So I was like, I'm going to do Safari, and then I'm going to do Alizé, because it's kind of like a runoff from Alex. So that's why I came up with Alizé Safari.
That's so nice. That's
simple.
Nice. I like
that's
that.
Complex.
Definitely, definitely. That's a really cool name. I like it. I like it. So how did you get started? You said you were in a singing group back, you know, when you were younger. Tell me about that.
Well, my mom, it starts with my mom, because my mom's a blues and opera singer. So I was always sitting, like, in the balcony watching her and going to a lot of rehearsals and stuff like that. It just is in my blood, definitely in my blood. So she has a video of me singing when I was, like, 6 months old. Like, she used to teach vocal lessons, and I would do the vocal lessons with her when I was a baby. So I've always been very business-minded, so I was like, I wanted to get a group together of girls, so I created my own singing group in high school. It was three of us. You know, we have, like, an album, video, all of that. So I've been doing this for a long time, including dance as well. I've been doing, like, ballet, jazz, hip-hop since I was, like, 6 years old. So I just been doing it all my life, and I love it. You know, now I'm back to it.
Wow. It sounds like, I mean, you know, you and me have like a nice, cool story that's the same. My mom's a singer, and she's been in the music industry since before I was born. And she said she used to be rehearsing in the front room or singing and warming up, and I'd be in the other room going, la, 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 la. So funny. But I tell you, she said, shut up, girl. Just shut up. Try to warm up. La, 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 la.
she knew you were
going to
be one a
singer
too then, huh?
No, she tried her best to keep me from doing it. It just did not work. I just think she just kind of... It is an amazing thing, though, when you can just open your mouth and it's there. I mean, you can't really take any credit for it. You just say thank you, and you keep going. So,
right.
Wow, so... You did the, you know, you were young, you did the dance, you did all that. Tell me about, you know, when you decided that you really wanted to go for this, that this was what you wanted to do.
I've known all my life, basically. I've known all my life. I've had a lot of obstacles stop me from actually fully pursuing it. But that's why now I'm back with this new project I'm working on. I've always just been in it. I've always been in it, but I stopped, started. I moved from Memphis, Tennessee. I'm actually born in it, Georgia, raised in Memphis, Tennessee. I moved from Memphis, Tennessee, like back when I was like 21, to pursue music in Atlanta. It was kind of hard to kind of make it, but I did go to college for like a medical thing, and I was able to survive off that. And I did do a lot of shows, and I did, you know, some music, but it just was a lot of running around, trying to get managed, different things like that. So I kind of got burned out for a minute. Then, you know, started a family, all that good stuff, and just, you know, couldn't. You know, get to my grounding with it, but now I'm back, and I'm better, and just have a whole new mind frame around the whole industry type thing that I'm doing with the music.
Right. It's hard sometimes when, you know, when you have a family, when life begins to happen for you, and it pretty much people don't realize it. When you leave your parents' house, life happens really fast. And so the obstacles, what was one of the major hurdles that you had to overcome to get back into the game?
Well, it's very funny because it's just like this. It's straight like this because it's not about the obstacles. It's about how much you believe in yourself. And then it's the company that you keep as well. And that's my whole point of the Girl Pick Up Your Crown project, because I realized the relationships that I nurtured and that were surrounding me were people that didn't believe in me. So guess what? You are who you hang with. You are who
that's
you hang with. And, you know, and if you're out here trying to pursue something, and the people around you, they're okay with and they're complacent in where they are, and then they want to pull you down, then that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to lose motivation for your dream. So I learned now, as of today, I learned that, you know, you are the top five people you hang with. So if you're around people that are okay with nothing, then that's what you are. So that's why I had to get around more like-minded people, and I had to really work on myself to actually believe in myself, mm-hmm. myself. It took some old fans to reach out to me to say, hey, when are you coming out with new music? It's been years. Like, I'm still listening to this one song that I love. And I'm just like, well, you know, I might be too old. You know, I'm 30 years old now.
How old?
They're like, 30 years old.
How old are you?
Two Chainz made it at 30 years old. You know,
oh, please.
Two Chainz made it at 30 years old. You've been doing it so long. They were like, you need to come out with new music. It took other people who believed in me for me to come back and believe in myself. And I was like, I need more of that, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I you know what? It's so funny because I've seen jazz artists come out at 50, actors come out at 60. You know, it's not really about how old you are. It's how determined you are. At any age, you can make something happen. I truly believe that. Unless you're just disabled, you can't do it. But if you're able, you can make something happen. I mean, the big example of someone making it happen was, his name always escapes me. He just passed away. He was told that he was going to be invalid, that he would die at a very, Mr. Hawkins. He was in a freaking wheelchair all his life. The man did what he could do, and he did it well. And let me tell you something. The man accomplished more things in science in a chair, not able to do pretty much anything that a normal person could do, but he did it. So I don't really think there's an excuse. I think it's just more about how determined are you and like you said, who are you going to hang around with? And that's a good thing. When it comes to your music, How do you do that? And, you know, do you write your own music? Do you sing all your vocals? How is that?
Yeah, I write my own music, and I work with a few producers, and I play a little guitar, so I'm just getting better at that. So I just basically create, you know, my own music with my own lyrics and everything. So I've always been a songwriter.
Oh, nice, nice. And you have a song out called The Crown and the Glory. Tell me about that.
This is so crazy. It's a whole story. So it's really so ironic how I came up with this whole project. I was in this 9-month-long relationship with a guy. He turned out to be, he had a movement personality disorder, and he was like narcissistic. It was like real crazy, like crazy, crazy. And you know, he knew our song or whatever, so when he actually moved from a whole entire city to be with me, which, you know, most women would be like, oh my gosh, yeah, you know, he loves me, but yeah, no, he was running from something. Anyhow, this whole situation, you know, it was my total awakening, because it got to the point where it was kind of dangerous. It got dangerous, and then one thing about him, he wanted to suppress who I was, and he wanted me to be who he wanted me to be. And, you know, he told him, you know, I want to, you know, for the 5-day singing. And he was like, oh, singers are, you know, he had his whole stereotype of what singers are, female singers, like Atlanta hip hop. And he was like, yeah, y'all sleep around. And he's like, no, I don't want my woman doing that. You know, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to warm him up to you know, me being me singing. But now I know, don't ever try, if a person can accept you for who you are, don't ever try to warm yourself up to them. Nobody should have to warm up to who your true self is. You know, so instead of me like fully showing like I'm a flower, I just was like a seed, you know, and he sat on top of the ground for the seed. He didn't want it to grow. He wanted something to grow. So, you know, after going through that whole thing, and you know, I got my dad involved, and you know, he left. He had to leave because it was just so much drama. And you know, I prayed myself out of the situation. Started watching this young this older fella called R.C. Blake, and he had this whole YouTube channel talking about queenology, and basically it's women, you know, it's about women, and it's encouraging women to, you know, pick up their crown and to be the queens that they were meant to be. And I was like, oh my gosh, like that is so true. So, you know, his whole entire message just resonated with me. And I was just like, all women need to know, like, never let anybody suppress you, like how I did and how a lot of women do. You know, we're silent in situations where we need to be loud and where we need to express ourselves, because to be your best self and to be your happiest self, you need to do things that you love. You know, do the things that you love, and don't be around anybody that suppresses you. So I decided to hum in a tune in the car, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to make the song, and the whole project is going to be Girl, Pick Up Your Crown. So I'm doing videos on Instagram encouraging women to pick up their crown. I'm telling my story. I'm just trying to encourage a million women this year with my story, in hopes that they will get out of situations that were similar to mine, in hopes that they will go after what they love. Because I realized, like, I was like, where, Alex, what's the most, Alex, what's the happiest moment in your life? It was when I was performing. It was when I was dancing. Mm-hmm. It was when I was singing. So I started taking dance classes, you know, and I'm like videoing myself like, oh, my gosh, I'm in a room full of teenagers, and I'm 30 years old, and I'm dancing with them, and I'm keeping up with them, like just showing single moms for one. I have three children, three amazing boys, so I'm proving something to myself and to others. I'm not in competition with anyone. I'm not trying to be a superstar. I just want to inspire women to do what they love and to follow their dreams at no matter what age.
Wow. Well, we're going to go ahead and play the song, and then after we come back, I want to expound on that, because I think that what you're doing is amazing, and you said it, we're not in competition. This is about helping other people come out of maybe a tough situation, something that you have already come out of. And you know what? I feel like this. When you do something you love, it's amazing, and it's wonderful, and you keep going at it, and you get good at it, and it's just great. So here it is. Here's her song, The Crown and Glory. We'll be right back. Don't you go nowhere.
I'm the empress, no need to impress. I'll be fully dressed and still turn heads. Your majesty, your queen, your everything. It's inside of me, I'm royalty, baby. I'm royal, I'm worthy, I'm worthy, I'm worthy, I'm worthy, baby. I'm the queen, I'm the finest thing you ever seen. I am everything. Give me the glory, the glory, the glory. Pick your crown up, your crown up, your head up. Hold your crown, don't let them bring you down. You don't need it around. It's inside of me, I'm royalty, baby. I'm royal, I'm worthy, I'm worthy, I'm worthy, I'm worthy, baby. queen. I'm the finest thing you ever seen. I am everything. Give me the glory, the glory,
the glory.
Pick your crown up.
I like it.
Thank you. I wanted to do something like, you know, like a Beyonce queen, like this is an anthem, like when you need to be empowered, like I want somebody to just put this on and be like, you know what, forget everything, I'm a queen. Yeah, I love it. Like,
wow, I love it. So we were talking about a lot of different things, you know, and you hit up on a lot of different points that most people don't realize, that when you do something that you love, it's not always about the money, neither about the competition. It's just more about you getting out there and doing it. Tell me about that.
Well, a lot of us, we do what others want us to do, and we're people pleasers, and then we put ourselves last, especially as women, especially as mothers and daughters and sisters, you know, wives and stuff like that. We put ourselves last, and then we start making excuses and validating why we shouldn't do that thing that we want to do most. So, and that's called self-sabotage.
Mm,
And then when you're around, even if, you know, even with your mate, even if you're around a mate that doesn't support that, and they, a lot of people would detour you from where God had, if God gave you a vision a long time ago, a lot of people aren't going after their vision because they're in a safe lane. And when you go mm-hmm. after your dream, when you go after your vision, it's going to be risky. It's going to be scary, but you just have to trust the process. Even if you're doing a little bit towards that every day, it's going to feel really good in your spirit when you do stuff towards what you really want to do. We know you can't drop a job, or we know you can't, you know, totally neglect your family or anything like that. We're saying just give yourself a little time each day to go towards what you really, really want, because you'll put that spirit out into the universe, and you'll have God meet you halfway, because a lot of us are praying for things and not doing the work at all.
You're telling me.
Not doing
the
work. So, you know, hey, Lord, please bless me with you know, amazing career in this, but you haven't done anything towards it, or you asking him to get you out of the situation when sometimes the best thing for you to do is to just jump in and go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just jump in, just do it.
You know what? And it's so funny because you encounter people that say, yeah, man, I'm waiting for my dream to manifest. What you waiting for, dude? You waiting? What are you talking about? You waiting? What? Shoot. You better be working towards this dream
to
manifest.
Yeah. You it's like visualization. That's just one part. It's just, that's just creating that positive energy inside of you for it to happen, but you have to make the steps and then you have to get ready for the opportunity, because when the opportunity comes, if you're not ready, it's going to pass you by.
Oh yeah. This has been and you know, and pronounce your first name again for me, please, because I don't want I've been
Alexander,
known to torture. Alexei. See, I've been known to torture names. Everybody here knows I torture names. It's okay. Alize, man, it has been wonderful talking to you this whole time. And it's, I mean, our time is almost done. Let me ask you a question, though. This is a serious question. When it comes to, like, a recommendation, like somebody comes up to you and say, man, I want to be an artist. If you have any pointers for me? What would that be for you? I mean, from you personally, what would that pointer be?
I would ask them, like, what is the reason why you want to do it? Is it because, you know, you want to make a lot of money? Because if that's what you want, that's not what you're going to get. So mm-hmm. you have to make sure you're coming, you know, you have to make sure you're coming at it, at a, this is just what you love to do versus I'm doing it for a get-quick, rich scheme, because that's not, it's not going to happen overnight. And, you know, you never know. You could get discovered and millions of people love you, but you have to be real with yourself and know, like, it's a hard industry. And if you don't love it and just love to do it, it's not going to happen like overnight at all. So I would just say check what you want to do it for and if that's really what you want to do, you know, because it's 90% work and it's 10% talent.
Oh, I think it's more like 95% work and 5% life.
Exactly. So you see people that have less talent than you that they made it, and you'd be like, how? But they got a million. They got a million videos on YouTube, and they consistently posting, even if they sound a half hot mess. But they got discovered some kind of way. They're a YouTube sensation, some kind of way.
Yep. And let me tell you something. I know people. Well, not know them. But I have to say, on YouTube, I've seen people do not have talent, but they got like a million followers and they got like 1,000 comments every time they post. I'm like, and they live off of this revenue. And I'm going, what?
Yeah. It's being consistent with yourself. It's being consistent with yourself and being consistent. And you have to know what trends are happening right now. And, you know, because mm-hmm. you can't just, I'm just going to sing and practice every day. You don't post it, you don't do nothing. It's really being in touch with what's going on, because you got to constantly reinvent yourself over and over and over, you know.
Yep.
Unless you want to just sing in the bathroom and that's all you want to do. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, reinventing yourself and retraining and just, like, checking yourself on what you really want and how you want it.
Definitely. Now, you know, I find that, you know, I got hundreds of videos up on YouTube and I don't really promote it because that's not my focus. When it comes to your focus, though, you know, maybe you're good at one thing and not good at something different. I always say, don't worry about the one thing you're not good at. Do the one thing you are good at and let everything else just kind of flow. Because I found that the one thing I'm not good at is like the YouTube, but I'm very good at the social media and I'm very good at like posting and talking. I can talk. So I do this, and eventually that'll catch up with this, because people be like, well, she talked on there too? I didn't know that. Let me go check that out. So, you know, you never know. But just do what you're good at. You know, where can people reach you, Alize?
I'm heavy on Instagram because it's like my favorite platform right now. So you mm-hmm. can reach me on Instagram at Alize, A-L-I-Z-E _ Safari. S-A-F-A-R-I, Alize _ Safari. And I'm on YouTube as well as Alize Safari 10. But all of my links are on my Instagram bio. So you can reach me on there and also AlizeSafari.com.
Awesome. And I'm going to be sending you a message. Please send me those links. I can put it up on the page, because I will be putting your information up on the page. You guys know the deal. All you have to do is copy and paste this into your browser and then go for it. Go check her out. Support. We need to support each other, definitely. Alize, thank you again so much for being on the show, and thank you so much for your patience.
Oh, thank you too.
All right, so we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. And that was Alize, guys. I'm telling you, she is an amazing artist. You need to go ahead and as this song here, The Crown and the Glory, guess what? I'm stealing it. She's never getting it back. Don't tell her. Anyway, so I'm going to go ahead and continue with today's interviews. Thank you so much again for tuning in to Dream Chasers Radio with me, your host, Yaya Diamond.